Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John, haircuts.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about haircuts a little bit and in regards to, you know, how do you move on from a barber or hairstylist? What is the etiquette? But this one to me, so when I'm in Ann Arbor, and I've mentioned this before, and I'm sure he's, hi, Bill, State Street Barber. I've been going there since I was in college. There were times when I would actually, whenever I'm in town, before I was back in the area, I would always stop in for a haircut. And it's been $20 for years. Like, I can't even remember, like, it was probably $20 when I was playing at Michigan, and it was $20 last time I was there. Now, for convenience, especially since now Jack, I've got him, he's going to have a haircut. Instead of picking him up, we try and go together and driving to Ann Arbor and then coming back. We just said, I'm going to try and find somebody local so I can get a quick trim and be out. And there's one in town that we've been going to, and it was $30 a haircut, which I thought was a little bit steep, but for convenience, I was okay with it. And then the last time I went and I'm checking out, for the both of us, they said that'll be, and they charge tax. It's like $80 and something. I'm like, excuse me? They said it's, you know, $80. I'm like, when did that happen? It was $40 for a dude's haircut at a barber. This is not a salon. This is not somewhere where, I know women's haircuts are a completely different animal. Completely different. So this does not include, this is not anywhere that a woman would go to get her hair done. This is a barbershop. And it was $40 per haircut. And I walked out and I told Jack, I'm like, well, last time we go there, there's no chance I go back because $40 seems absolutely ridiculous to me.
And how often do you get your hair cut?
I would like to get a cut about every two or three weeks.
Okay.
But with schedules and everything, it usually ends up being a little over four, maybe five weeks. So let's just say once a month. Now, I know that it's somewhat splitting hairs between the 30 and 40, but I just don't feel, I think 40 is way too much for a haircut. And then you throw on that, you're going for two because I'm taking my son. Eventually, Teddy's going to get his hair. Now, we took him over to Bill for his first haircut, and we're ready to get a second haircut for him. We'll go back to Bill. But it seems ludicrous to me. And I was even more surprised because there was nothing that said, and it's been maybe a month since I've been there last time. There's nothing that said, hey, our prices have increased. Be aware. Or, you know, they're not posted anywhere either.
And then I told you I pay 50 plus every time I go.
And I literally almost fell out of my seat.
That surprised me. Your hair, the fact that you pay $50 every time.
Yeah. And they're saying for that.
She's going for that.
She's like, for that mop on your head. Well, first of all, I'm due for a haircut.
That's not what I was implying.
I'm due for a haircut.
That's
I know,
what I
Heather.
Heard.
I know. I got to go in and get it done. But yeah, for me, it's 50, 55.
So let me ask you this.
And sometimes it's more because if I get the beard trim and I tip on top.
So that doesn't include a beard trim.
I think the haircut base is 35, but I always tip on top of it. Always get up to at least 50. So it's, I guess, a $15 tip on a $35 haircut. But if I throw
50%.
A beard trim in. And John, I regularly, at minimum $50 when I go to the barbershop. And again, it's not like a salon where women are getting their hair. This is a barbershop. $50 minimum. Now, there are places, chains that I'm sure you could go and get a haircut for less. And
there's other barbers that you could go to get a haircut for less. Doesn't have to be a chain.
You go to, I guess, Bill in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
What are guys paying for haircuts? And like, I know women can weigh in on this too, but I just know it's a completely different like stratosphere. Like when my wife gets her hair done, I mean, it's
hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
Yes.
She got curly hair. If you want to do color, if you want to cut, whole thing.
It's a whole different world.
It's not even the same planet, galaxy.
Uh-huh. Try having, you know, four women in your house.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Now, Heather, your perspective, you used to cut hair.
I did. I rarely did men's hair. I am not a fan of cutting men's hair at all, so I didn't do it.
Do you still do Colin's hair?
No, I have now made him go to a... I'm curious to know how much he pays. I have no idea how much he pays for a haircut. I used to cut his hair, and then it just... Also, it's just the time commitment. It's like, I'd get out, just go. Go somewhere else, let somebody else cut your hair. I have no idea how much he pays. I would guess, it's funny, when I hear 35, I'm like, that sounds normal. But then when you hear, even though 40, it's only $5 difference, it's like, well, 40, that's
a whole different
level. A lot, especially if you are going every 2 to 3 weeks to get your hair cut. That adds up quickly. But then when I think of my hair, I don't bat an eye at saying I pay hundreds of dollars every time I go.
So...
I don't know.
I think ideally I would go every 3 weeks. I think it's more like 4. And then it's like life gets in the way. Do I have something coming up? Can I push it off? Wait another day. 3 to 4 weeks for a haircut. 50, 55. I've paid as much as 60.
Yeah.
John fell out of his chair.
Yeah. $60 for a haircut?
Again, if you throw the beard trim on
top. I'm going to get back into a salon, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
or become a barber.
You are convincing me that I need to just start cutting hair again.
Is your point like...
What?
John, is your point, men's haircuts are easy. It shouldn't cost as much.
Well, yeah. And it takes 15, 20 minutes. It doesn't even take, it doesn't take that much. It doesn't take that long. 15, 20 minutes and you're in and out.
No more than a half hour. You'd
think. No. And this doesn't even include like, you know, sometimes they'll trim your eyebrows, which as we all know, as you age, you get hair and
that
eyebrows,
ear hair there. Yeah.
Yeah. Ears, all that stuff. Like it doesn't even include, like she doesn't do that. And so for a while there, it was merely a convenience. And now I've got to try and find either a convenient place to go that's closer, or I'm not going to pay it. So I've got to find a different option. I'm just going to be back in Ann Arbor.
I've never really had an issue with it. I like the job they do. Tipping the person who did the haircut. I want to, you know, help them out. They got to pay for the chair in most cases, right? So
well, they're not, your stylist or barber, whatever you want to call them, is not pocketing all that money. So when they charge you $50 for a haircut, that $50 isn't going right in their pocket.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it is for Bill. He's a one-man shop.
Yes, it does depend on exactly where you go.
You're going,
and
is it
you know, their own? Are they the owner of it? And
Longest time, I went to, when I was growing up, it's funny too, because we talk about going to the same person all the time. Like my dad, my brothers and I all went to Henry. And it used to be stationed out of the Meyer that was in Royal Oak, Clawson. Mm-hmm. And then he moved out. He actually moved out to closer to where my parents are now. Mm-hmm. And so we continued to go to him until I was in Ann Arbor. So it's something that I just like to have the consistency of knowing where I'm going, how much it's going to cost, and to be hit with the $40 for the both of us. I just thought it was ridiculous. And now I'm getting a texts from every one of my bald friends.
Well, I was going to ask Tom, how much does your hair cost?
Yeah. No, that's the first thing Tom talked about.
$3.99, baby.
Yeah. I get mine for free. Ha ha.
Cookies, $50 for a haircut, chair noise drop. 35 at most with shampoo. That's Dan and Livonia. Haircuts, $14 for me, and that's it. That was 10. I need it cheap and not talkative. 40 is nuts. I just died inside. That is another one.
That is, I will pay for silence. Like, I don't.
If they charge you $5 more, would you do it?
So you're not talking to me? Yes. Just do not. A cut is all I'm there for. I don't want to have useless conversation.
Come on over, boys. Just shave it. It's so beautiful.
Oh, stop.
It's so great. Like, this is all money that just stays in my wallet.
I did that one time. I've had the same haircut since I was 2 years old.
I think you were born with that hair.
Yes.
It came out styled. Yeah, it came
parted on the right, little combed over to the left. And it's, I've had this my entire life. And there was one time, I think it was actually when I was in the league, that I was just like, you know what? For training camp, I'm just going to – I went down to like just like a quarter of an inch. And I do not have – I hope I never – if I ever go bald, I will be – I will have a baseball hat stitched into my head.
Well, I'm fortunate. I don't have a good dome. I've had a lot of people say that I can have the bald look. Like the bald look works for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't judge myself when it comes to that.
I've never seen you with hair. So to me, yes, you can pull off the bald look because I don't know what you looked like with hair.
Well, my head, like when, I guess, isn't that ugly.
No.
A little point.
Well, it's like when my dad would try on ties. He'd be like, what's your opinion? I'm like, well, it looks good on you. The bald head looks good on you. It just doesn't wouldn't do it for me.
Well, I mean, we're talking $500 a year you're saving.
Yeah, I'm not going bald.
Tom's getting complimented on his haircut. Heather told me what she thought of mine. We'll get more of your thoughts coming up next at 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.